News now about the Massachusetts doctor who contracted Ebola last year while he was working at a hospital in Liberia. Dr. Rick Sacra announced today he's going to be heading back to the West African nation later this week. The missionary doctor recovered from the deadly virus last summer at a hospital in Nebraska. He now says he's immune to the lethal virus. He is an assistant professor of family medicine and community health at the University of Massachusetts Medical School and joins us now. Dr. Sacra, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
You battled Ebola and obviously have come out on the other side. You're sounding very healthy. How do you feel?
I feel great. I really feel 100%. I've been able to exercise and carry out all my normal activities, so I'm happy about that.
And you're heading back on Thursday. As you head back, it's different this time because you're heading back with your immune system intact, and you are now apparently immune. Is it from any strain of Ebola?
Probably just the Zaire strain, the one that we're facing in this current epidemic. I think immunity to the other strains would certainly not be guaranteed.
Not guaranteed. And you're going to be taking precautions just the same.
Oh, sure. I think to play around with the with something as serious as Ebola would be foolhardy. So I will not. I will continue to take all the routine precautions that we all take.
And what are you going to be doing when you go back?
I'll be working at ELWA Hospital, the hospital that the mission I work for, SIM, runs in Liberia.
This is the missionary group.
I'll be doing a full range of different types of patient care, taking care of kids, pregnant women, adults with high blood pressure, diabetes, all those routine things. I'll also be helping to screen patients for Ebola, people who come with signs and symptoms that might be consistent with Ebola, helping figure out who needs a blood test, who needs to go to the Ebola treatment unit.
And you won't be dealing specifically with people who have Ebola. Why is that?
Well, right now the number of cases in Liberia is coming down, so the need is a little less acute, especially in Monrovia, where there's at this point kind of a surplus of beds and facilities for Ebola, really the overall healthcare system though is still pretty decimated by the crisis. So I think that's where the need is greatest.
You're speaking to us about the need that's there, and I guess that answers part of the question of why you're going back. But you've spent the better part of the last two decades working as part of this missionary group, SIM. What drives you back now? I mean, you've kind of done your time. Why are you going back?
Jesus, when he was on this earth, spent his time reaching out to people who were hurting and forgotten and healing them and loving them. And I think Liberia still needs a little more love. So I'm happy to be privileged to be a part of that, flawed as I am, to be able to be used by that way and to make a difference in people's lives.
And when you go back, it sounds like maybe your faith helps bolster you, but when you go back, what do you think you're going to be facing? As you say, things are getting better in Liberia, but it still must be very difficult to see people who are ill and those family members who survived, knowing that some didn't.
Right. And I have many personal friends who've lost loved ones to Ebola, and this will be my first time seeing them since some of those losses happened in September and October, and I know those are going to be some somber visits for me, some heavy times for me.
And let me just ask you, because you've faced a lot of heavy times already, how do you approach those things? How do you and I wonder this time around, having survived Ebola, if you'll come back in a different frame of mind.
Well, you just need to listen and offer concern and sympathy. It is a little hard now because customs have changed, and we don't give hugs anymore in Liberia. So that makes it hard to have to express condolences with just words and words and facial expressions.
Do you feel stronger in all ways than you did before, or what is your frame of mind? How is it different since you survived this disease that's killed so many?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think I'm, if anything, humbled by it, maybe a little less overconfident than I was.
You're only confident now versus overconfident.
Right.
But tell me more. I mean, in some ways, one would think you'd kind of go back. I think you're too humble for this, but people might think, you know, kind of, I'm Superman, you know, I've survived this.
Medicine, practicing medicine in a place like Liberia always keeps you humble. There are so many challenges and, you know, so many difficulties. So it's always keeping us dependent on God and on each other, on colleagues. So
you're going to be there for 3 weeks, is that right?
Yeah, 3.5 weeks.
What do you hope to accomplish in that time?
Well, you know, I have some colleagues who are working there at ELWA and who have really been flat out working very long hours for several months now, and I'm hoping to be able to give them a little bit of a breather, give them, you know, a chance to take some days off and get refreshed, because none of us is our best when we're exhausted. So I really want to, you know, offer them a chance to get recharged.
Well, we wish you good luck and good health.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Dr. Rick Sacra, an assistant professor of family medicine and community health at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. He is heading back to Liberia Thursday with the missionary group SIM. Dr. Sacra, thanks again.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, a local rabbi, an infant survivor of the Holocaust, says the pain did not end with liberation in 1945. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is Radio Boston.